Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is 101.9 Chai FM. Moving along, as I mentioned earlier, we wanted to chat to senior fellow at African Liberty, political and economic global affairs, a commentator joining us on the line, Phumlani Majozi. A very good morning. Thank you all, as always, for making yourself available to speak to us. How are you?
Inviting me this morning. It's great to be back.
So what was your reaction yesterday to the budget speech?
Well, I still remain negative, because the main thing that we've seen on the news, which has been the post-budget analysis, is that, well, we didn't see any increase in personal income taxes. And that, in a way, it was good, but then you need to remember that we also saw the fuel levy going up, right? Which again means that we are going to increase basically the cost of living in an economy where you have the numbers of people who are unemployed have been going up, shot up this week, and they continue to increase because of what happened over the past year and what happened even before COVID-19 came, of which we're sort of in a wrong direction on public policy. We also heard that we are seeing the fact that the liquor industry that has already made huge job losses over the past year because of the massive and very stringent, strong lockdowns and banning of liquor. We saw taxes being increased there, and apparently we see headlines that the people who are in the industry, who are leading the industry, are saying that there will need to be job cuts, right? Even in the liquor industry, which will impact on the current unemployment crisis.
So Phumlani, what you're saying is, and it's something that we've commented on here before, is that like many things, there were pre-existing conditions before COVID, the economy being one of them. It didn't get into this problem only because of the pandemic. It was in the situation before, but it has actually just been exacerbated. Like it's a comorbidity, it's been made a lot worse because of the impact of COVID. How can we, assuming that you were in that position of Tito Mboweni, what would you have said yesterday?
Well, for me, I think what needs to happen is basically I liked the lowering of the corporate tax rate. So any rates being lowered in terms of taxes are good. But I also wouldn't have imposed the fuel levy that will increase the cost of living. I would not have imposed the taxes in the liquor industry, or what they call sin tax goods, because those are industries that employ people, right?
Absolutely.
And they need to, people need to have jobs, especially this time where people are losing jobs. I would have been quite, for me, the fact that there was no mention of SOEs. Yes, he said they are in trouble, but we didn't see any sort of commitment to saying that we are cutting X billions of rents when it comes to spending. Rather, it was just ignored, which means that and it's being ignored. At the same time, we are not seeing real structural reforms in them, right? In other words, what we got yesterday was that we are seeing a postponement. There's something inevitable coming, because if you don't reform them, that means you are going to still spend again down the line, right? The 40 billion rand that he was looking for in previous budgets, he announced, I think it was February last year. And yesterday he said he's not going to, for now, say we need the 40 billion rand over the next 2-3 years. He will need to down the line, because there are things that need to be financed, and that they are not restructuring or reforming. Those things down the line will still need to have loan guarantees and government spending. So, I mean, for me, I think those are the key sort of things that I would have looked at. But also as well, there has to be this idea that part of what you noticed yesterday was that there's so much hanging in the sense that even the projections that are being made, they are based on lack of clarity, right? We don't know how the negotiations where the unions will go when it comes to the public sector wage bill. And it did say as much that the negotiations still, you know,
so that
ongoing.
Could just be, it right. could be a lovely statement that goes absolutely nowhere because they don't reach agreement with the unions.
That's why people, how are they talk of lack of credibility, because so much of what's being said, it's based on, you know, on things that there's still, we need to see the outcome on. Right. And because of how the ANC, with the elections coming up this year and the elections coming up in 2024, and the COSATUs have said, we are not going to vote for you if you don't give us, you know, what we need for our employees. Mm. So credibility still is an issue in what is going on, in Ramaphosa's administration, including Ramaphosa as well, including Tito Mboweni's.
Do you think that there was any realization or confrontation with the reality that South Africans are enduring? Never mind if the right decisions were made. Do you think that the ANC, as reflected by the budget, is in touch with just how dire the situation is in South Africa?
Well, it's hard to say that, because what my sort of view is that the ANC has always tried to sort of delay things, right? To avoid touching things
that's
that
very much
touched.
The philosophy.
You know, avoid things that are controversial, especially when it comes to reforms. Even yesterday, the things that are quite controversial, right, there weren't really specifics in them, right, even yesterday, right? So what they run to are things that really sort of makes them save face for the time being, right? So, I mean, and whereas what needs to be done is what is unpopular to get to jumpstart South Africa, right? To get back to, you know, to strong economic growth. Most remember, I tweeted this morning that if there is no strong economic growth in South Africa, then that 40 billion rand that he has been speaking about over the past year and decided not to freeze it yesterday, the 40 billion rand in taxes, at some point something needs to be done, because if you don't have strong economic growth, you can't generate those taxes that we're looking for, right? If it's looking for the money, right? And you can't reduce the very high levels of unemployment that we are facing right now. And the economy is so weak that it's basically less than 1%, you know, the way things are. And by the way, the economic growth that we have is less than the population growth. And that is a problem in South Africa. When we have sort of all this big number of people, but the economic productivity is very, very low. So it can't keep up with the population dynamics. So, I mean, the ANC what has sort of tricked people, and I don't want to fall for this, Howard, is to say that there will be no increase in personal income taxes now, right? People have sort of been blinded by that. Suddenly now, it's a very huge positive budget. Even the deficit still in fact it's 14% now, the projection in medium terms budget in October last year, I think they projected, in fact they had worse projections last time, it was 15 point something percent as a percentage of GDP. These are budget deficits, and yesterday it was 14%. So that's more sort of differential, the decrease. Suddenly people now see it as a huge sort of huge announcement, and I think that to say that there won't be any personal income tax increases has sort of made people think that this was somehow sort of a very good budget and whatsoever. Whereas I don't think that was the case here. I think we really should have done more, you know, to try and
stimulate the economy.
Exactly, yeah.
What did you make? I asked the DA a little bit earlier on the show what they thought of this comment. I'm interested in your view. What did you think of the comment that he made around the Zondo Commission, that there's going to be a D-Day and that it's just not going to go on, that there's not going to be almost unlimited funds for it?
There shouldn't be unlimited funds for it. It's been going on for some time now. And I think Howard, we've gotten so much out of the Zondo Commission. I think it was a good process. It was a good democratic process, in my view, that should have taken place, that has taken place. But you know, at some point we need to wrap things up, right? We've got an understanding of what were sort of the very, very terrible things that were happening within the Zuma administration, right? We've gotten an idea of what those things are. Things have come out. And though I mean, I still think the president of our country still needs to go there and maybe be the final speaker
mm-hmm.
to say what he knew as deputy president of the country and of the ANC. And then we can sort of, you know, wrap up because it's cost, you know, so much. And at the same time, you know, things need to come to an end. And then we make, because people have complained that what comes out of the Zondo Commission hasn't really been from a justice legal point of view or prosecutions. We haven't seen anything concrete, right? So we need to wrap up now and try and those who enforce the law can take an action based on what came out of those. But it's already costing millions and we don't want to, you know, to continue keeping up the cost.
Yeah. So overall, because unfortunately we do need to leave it here, overall, your impressions of the budget, positive, negative, a bit of both?
You know, that's a very tough question. If I were to give it out of 10, maybe you should have asked me like that.
Okay. All right. Now you're becoming a real politician. You changed the question to what you wanted me to ask. So out of 10, how would you have rated the budget?
I would have given it 5.5.
Okay.
Right. Because I think, I mean, that's a pass.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's a pass.
Even,
because I mean, we've saw for now the projections are better than what was announced mm-hmm. last October, but I mean there is very sort of minor differences. Right? I mean, very minor differences that we saw, and still in my view, even though there was a freeze or and no increases in personal income tax, but there were other taxes that will impact job creation, right, and that will impact the standard of living. And also there were things that were ignored and not being spoken about, even the SOEs and so on, as to what will be, are you cutting spending on them or what are you doing, right? Because at the end of the day, still something needs to be done about them if, as we see, there's no kind of, you know, pro-market reform that needs to take place.
Unfortunately, that is where we do have to leave it. It is 8:28, senior fellow at Liberty and political economics and global affairs commentator, Bumlani Majozi. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to speak to us.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.